Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me, direct all my actions eternally.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Pure Winsong. And I'm co-hosting the show together with Gary from America and Sean Christie from England. And our special guest this week is Dream Child. And our theme is Freedom. So that's going to be an amazing show today. Are you there, Gary and Shauna?
Yes.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello. How are you?
I am here. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Hi, Marika. Hi, Jen. And
yeah,
hello, Dixie. Are you there?
I am here. Hello, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
Dixie is with us. All right.
Yeah. We have a brilliant show today. We have the very wise Dream Child, as she's known on the Gold Ring website. And as Marika said, our theme today is freedom. And in our imaginations, we're as free as birds. But in the cultures we're living in, we're contained by the boundaries that our laws, governments, peer groups, themselves impose on us, not to mention the ones that our physical bodies impose, because we have to house, feed, and keep the temperature of it at a moderate degree. So we can complain and even actively change the rest, but not the needs of our physical bodies. But hey, that's why we're here, to learn all the things that we learn from having the physical body, so we might as well enjoy it. But we're not only a physical body. That's only one aspect of who we truly are. In reality, we're beings of light and energy, and our minds and bodies are shaped by our thoughts and intentions. Our bodies are conduits of the same life energy that flows throughout the universe. And when we run low on life energy, we become diseased and finally diseased. Thoughts and intentions generate energetic fields that either have a positive or a negative effect on our bodies. So we are what we think. And as was being said on the Magenta Magic show yesterday, we're even what we eat. So we can think ourselves free. And in fact, a new book by Harmonic Utopia, Dwayne Hartman and Erica Boersma, they're known as the Twin Flames, demonstrates this. It's called Value Your Vibration, and it's really worth a read. It's a brilliant book. So we're going to continue with our theme of freedom, and we're going to play no better than George Michael. Do you like George Michael, Gary?
Yes, I like George Michael.
Great
guy, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes, it's going to be an exciting show. Dixie, I'd love having you around. Never mind.
I think kettle's boiling.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back. That was a great piece, George Michael and Freedom. And Dixie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. I'm glad you're here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for showing up. Thanks for being with us. And I love having you on the show. I'm trying to think. Last time you and I were on the air together, other than the Risa show, I think it was a guest on your show. Which sticks in my mind, along about the solstice last summer.
That's right.
And it was like the day before everyone was gathering into the crop circle, right?
Yeah.
And you did your show and you had me on as a guest, and it was a loads of fun. But every time I think of you and I'm on the air with you, my mind goes back to that show, and then it goes back to the remote that we did the next day with all the gang in the crop circle and all that. It was an amazing time.
Yes, it was. It was awesome.
Yeah, so you're here. And tell us about your healing. And you're going to do a meditation and different things with us. And it's just an honor. I have no idea how I got wound up in this show other than I am. And I'm just humbled to my bones every time I do it.
You're awesome, Gary.
I'm glad to be here. And
Me too.
And I'm glad everybody else is here. I'm just glad. I'm glad all of them, you know?
Yay!
Yeah. So, here we are.
Yeah.
And is Jen and Marika still there? Or what are they doing?
Yes. I'm posting the link already.
Okay,
yeah,
you posted
here.
The link. And,
Marika
posted the link. Everyone, click the link and pull up the link. It's called Art Therapy Horses, and it's a great video. Click the link and then put it on pause and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart up in the chat room, and we'll play that a little bit later. But just let you got that loaded and brought up and paused and muted and so forth. And,
because Dixie's going to tell us about her therapy first, aren't you, Dixie, before we actually play it? I think she is. Are you there, Dixie?
Yes, I am. Sorry, you broke up a little on me there.
Oh, sorry. You were just going to say what you were going to do later on in the meditation, weren't you?
Yeah, we're going to do a really great meditation for freedom, and it's called the Mustang Journey. So we're all going to take a ride on a wild Mustang and free ourselves from the confines of this gravity in this world.
Wow.
Right.
And she's just been made into an administrator on the Gold Ring. How about that? Congratulations are in order there, Dixie. Fantastic.
That is amazing.
Thank
Congratulations, Darla.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
So you were going to mention something about healing with horses or healing with animals or something first, were you?
Yes, actually, I was going to talk a little bit about the animals and how they help heal us. I do massage therapy on horses and dogs, and which is a very rewarding thing for me. It's really great to help out these, you know, beautiful creatures who really are our brothers and sisters in this world, and develop such a bond, and a connection with them. And I especially have a connection with horses. I had a horse when I was a teenager, and his name was Sandy, and he was beautiful. And I remember when there were times, when I was sad for whatever reason, I used to go out into the field, and I would get on his back and just lay down, no saddle, no bridle. He'd come over to the fence, I'd get on, and I'd lay back with my head on his bum, and he'd just walk around and eat grass, and it really was a healing thing for me. It was a peaceful, quiet time, way to get away and reflect on whatever it was, that was stressing me out. And, had a lot of fun with him. I had a very, very deep connection with him. And what I found over the years through the massage therapy, as well as through research that I've done on animals healing and all different animals, they actually heal us in so many ways. You know, there's different types of animals that they use for therapy, for autistic people, for veterans, war veterans who have, you know, trauma remaining from that. Horses are very good at bringing this out of them. You know, they're very, very spiritual creatures, and they have a way of connecting with people on a different level without, you know, voice. And just that, just their body language and their energy and everything can really bring people out of, you know, a locked space, so to say. And they also do therapy like that with other animals, like dolphins, which we all know are you know, extremely intelligent. You know, dolphins, I saw a show about a sea turtle that was used, and you know, this boy who had physical problems would go in the water with the sea turtle and swim around with him, and he, after a time, he was able to walk, and he wasn't able to walk before that. Like, this turtle really helped him, and he had such a connection with them. And the other thing that I've noticed through my massage with directly with animals who are pets, okay, dogs and horses, is that oftentimes when an animal is injured in some way or sick in some way, you know, the people come in and I'm working with their animal, and they're usually sitting there watching, and they talk to me, and they start telling me about all the things that are going on in their lives. And so many times there's some kind of traumatic events. You know, oftentimes people have had close family members die, or they've been sick. One of my clients, her husband had a stroke. And when these things are happening, you know, in the midst of that, suddenly their animal is sick or injured as well. And, you know, kind of like if anybody's seen Seabiscuit, they show that how Seabiscuit was the racehorse, and him and his rider both injured their legs around the same time. And what it is that the animals are our friends, and they're also our angels. They actually, you know, when they're with us, they, through their love and knowing, they absorb some of that trauma for us. And they actually take it in upon themselves so that we are not affected as much as we would have been.
So it's more of a symbiotic.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. And actually, Stephen Greer talks about that when he got cancer, his dog also got cancer. And he says straight out, my dog took most of the cancer for me. And unfortunately, his dog ended up dying, but he survived. And, you know, it happens like that all the time. And I really do believe that they really are angels. They really are taking that energy for us, you know, saving us from a lot of it that would be a lot worse if, you know, we didn't have them around. You know, they do that out of their own love.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they love us conditionally. All the animals do.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And they see so much more than us, right? Like, they see the energies. They see what's going around. They know what's going on in this world far beyond what we do. And so consciously, you know, they take that from you. And it's like also dogs that do like therapy where they go into the hospitals and visit senior citizens and visit sick children and things like that. You know, they go in there and you see people's faces just light up. And not just dogs. I've seen cats doing this as well. Cats and ponies and llamas, all trained to come into these places and help people, you know, help them with their healing and help them with their joy, right? Bring joy to them where they're in such a sad space. And, I mean, we really have to thank animals for that, because they really do sacrifice themselves in pure love for us.
Yes, yeah. And they don't think twice about it either. It's all done in pure love and universal love and joy. That's the stuff that just keeps them in the joy, you know, and I, I see that not just with the domesticated animals, even though it's easier to see, I think, with them. But I also see that with the wild ones, where I've been, the birds and the deer and elk and now fish and ocean birds where I am now. But it's amazing how they pick up on our energy.
Yeah, totally. Because if you're out somewhere in the forest or whatever, you could be thinking things, and then you'll see an animal and it will make you, rethink a thought or connect that animal to your thoughts somehow and really can give you healing in that way too, like a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Showing
in the
way.
Violet's saying that's a puncture.
I've had that. Yeah. Many times.
And they actually say that it has been scientifically proven that if you have a cat and your cat sits and you just sit and pet your cat, it actually lowers your blood pressure and relaxes your muscles, quiets your mind just by petting them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And they give you a. They have continued access to the eternal now. So when you cuddle your pet, you're in the now right away. It's easier.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, we have to be really, really grateful for them.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. Well, we have a great meditation coming up on the video called Art Therapy Horses. And so we're going to do that next. And then in just a little while, we're going to do the meditation, aren't we, Dixie?
Yes,
so,
we are.
Yes, moving swiftly along.
Okay, I have seen already a lot of hearts then in the chat room.
Right.
And we're going to do the countdown soon for the seeing YouTube video, Art Therapy Horses together. Make sure to put your volume down because I play it on the switchboard and everybody in the archives is able to listen to it because it has some beautiful music too. So, is everybody ready?
Ready.
I think we're ready.
Yes, we are.
Okay. The other ones who are ready, just go ahead and set up another heart in the chat room real quickly. And if not, just click the link for anyone who showed up late, but here come the hearts. And I think we're ready.
We're going to start. Okay. I do the countdown. When I say start, you press the play button. Here we go.
I love
five,
it how Marika does this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start.
Right now it's time to light the candles. I hope you've all got your candles ready and your water for drinking. We're lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. Also, the energy of fire, with prayer and focused intention, is a way in which we can manifest our goals. And we set our intention for the evening by lighting the candle. You can also light some incense. I have some Nag Champa burning and it smells absolutely divine. Purifies the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm to join us to send out the healing. We have 29 healing therapists in the chat room, ready to send out healing to all the listeners. But first of all, we're going to ask the angelic realm to join us. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael of the North, please be with us this evening and bring your love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please join us now and bring love and upliftment. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring love and wisdom. And thank you. Also, the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing. Thank you. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Christ and Magdalena energies, the Divine Feminine also. They're right there on the seventh ray with the Holy Ascended Masters. But they'll be joining us to send out the healing to everyone listening. And we're now in the presence of the angelic realm, including the Archangel Metatron. We're surrounded by so much love and beauty, and we are loved unconditionally. Never feel unworthy to ask for their help, because they're not allowed to help if we don't ask. And we have a divine right to ask. As sons and daughters of the Creator, we are co-creators. And we're going to ask that the angelic realm close around our healing circle of love and light, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, and assist us to send out the healing. And before our dream child does her healing meditation, we're going to ask Marieke to say the mantra, please.
Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath. And focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. You may now close your eyes and visualize with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, We surround her like a giant wheel, with spokes of light coming from our hearts, together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see or feel her crystal heart, and as we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become again aware of our connection, and we know we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see far beyond Father Sky, we can see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing their names down in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I shall give you a moment to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love you give. Feel the gratitude. It feels like a warm, loving energy. And when we sit down very comfortable and surrounded by this energy, we go and listen to a wonderful meditation of our dream child.
Mustang is the spirit of freedom. Horses have been revered throughout history, honored by the ancient Chinese, many European cultures, and more recently by Native Americans. They exemplify the spirit of freedom, and nothing embodies the spirit as well as the few remaining wild Mustangs who maintain a fierce independence. Horses are considered safe vehicles for travel in both the physical and spiritual worlds. Shamans ride their Mustangs through the upper world and the lower world with equal facility. Mustang's gift is the ability to live fully in the moment. The Mustang journey is about the ride itself. It is not about going anywhere in particular. With this adventurous spirit, Mustang invites you to surrender yourself fully to the experience of life. Whenever you feel confined, you can climb onto the Mustang's back and become one with your horse. Know the joy of the wind in your hair and fly. Mustang teaches you to trust in the moment and also reminds you to recognize your own magnificence. And so now we take the Mustang journey. Begin now by taking three deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Close your eyes and relax, breathing naturally. You now notice you're standing outside with your feet touching the earth. Picture yourself surrounded by a glowing bubble of brilliant white purifying light. This bubble surrounds your entire body and protects you. Now picture your feet touching the earth and see roots growing from the bottom of your feet, growing down deep into the earth, through the levels of dirt, rock, and water, all the way down to the center of our beautiful Mother Gaia. There is a glowing golden light at her center, and your roots connect with her ever-loving heart energy. As your roots connect with this brilliant light, it starts to ascend up. The glowing light is warm and comforting as it goes up your roots and into the soles of your feet, relaxing your muscles as it moves up through your ankles, your calves, your knees. Warm, loving heart energy relaxing all your muscles as it rises. Now up through your thighs and hips, into your root chakra. It energizes your root chakra and it opens like a thousand petal lotus. See it glowing a vibrant, beautiful red, growing brighter as the golden heart energy fills it with universal love, cleansing and purifying. Then the golden light continues up through your pelvis, relaxing all the muscles, up to the sacral chakra. See it opening like the lotus and glowing a beautiful, pure, bright orange light, brighter and brighter as it is filled with Mother Gaia's loving energy. Then the warm golden light moves up through your stomach and into your solar plexus. see the chakra opening like a beautiful flower and glowing a brilliant sunshine yellow, warming and relaxing all your muscles. Then the golden light moves up through your body and into your chest and into your heart chakra. It opens like a lotus flower, glowing a beautiful green and pink, glowing brightly and warmly. The golden light now moves up through your shoulders, down through your fingertips, relaxing all the muscles as it moves. It then goes into your neck and into your throat chakra. See it opening and shining in a beautiful, brilliant blue. Then the golden light flows up your neck and into your face and relaxes your lips and your nose and your ears and eyes, your forehead, relaxing all the muscles up to your third eye. See the chakra opening and shining beautiful indigo color, clear and glowing. And the golden light moves up to the top of your head and up to your crown chakra, opening wide like the thousand-petaled lotus, shining a brilliant white and golden light. As you stand there, you now look to the sky, where you see beautiful billowing white clouds. As you admire the shifting cloud patterns, the shape of a horse emerges. You wonder what it would be like to jump onto the back of this great horse and ride. As soon as this thought forms in your mind, the cloud horse drops down to the ground and becomes a pinto stallion, galloping at the head of a herd of wild mustangs. You find yourself in a vast meadow surrounded by rolling hills. The herd of mustangs thunders by, racing the wind with joyous abandon. As the horse from the clouds leads the mustangs through the meadow, allow yourself to feel the desire to run free with the herd. You call out, "Help me be free. Help me know freedom." The lead horse hears your calls and stops. He turns to face you, but keeps his distance. Become very still. Without moving, you and the horse observe each other. In order to ride this horse, you must gain his trust, and he must gain yours in return. To give him time, remain perfectly still, with your heart open. Maintain this neutral space as the horse slowly, slowly inches its way towards you. Finally, this magnificent Mustang stands directly in front of you. Stay quiet and focus on the horse. He circles your body once before coming around to face you. And then he nods in recognition. You have become present enough to receive his gift. With his permission, you mount, swinging easily onto his bare back. As you grab a hold of his mane, he starts to move slowly, and then breaks into a lope, heading out to catch up with the herd. Lean over his neck and feel his body rippling under you. You are aware of his strength, his sure sense of direction, and his joy in the run. Allow yourself to merge with the horse, to fully experience this moment as he does. soon as the Mustang feels that you are one with him, he breaks into a gallop, bounding across the meadow and over the hills. Then he leaps into the air and flies up and up into the clouds and beyond. Feel the wind sweeping by, blowing through your hair. Feel the sunshine glowing on your face, warming your skin. Feel the love and the exhilaration and the freedom. Experience every part of this exquisite sense of freedom. Take time now and enjoy your ride. When you feel complete with your journey, you fly back down through the atmosphere and through the clouds until you and the Mustang touch Mother Earth again. You return to the place where the Mustang found you and dismount. Looking up, you see an eagle circling overhead. It drops a beautiful spotted eagle feather, which you retrieve with gratitude and love, and tie to the mane of your magnificent, magical Mustang as your gift of appreciation. You can ride with your Mustang anytime you want. All you have to do is come back to the field, look up to the sky, and call to him. Call for your freedom. Call for your connection. Call for your love, and your Mustang will come anytime you want.
feel these four walls closing in, face up against the glass I'm looking at. Is this my life? I'm wondering. It happened so fast. How do I turn this thing around? Is this the bed I chose to make? It's greener pastures I'm thinking about. Wide open spaces far away. All I want is the wind in my hair to face the fear, but I feel scared. Wild horses, I wanna be like you. Throwing caution to the wind, I run free too. Wish I could redress in love like I'm longing to. I wanna run with the wild horses, run with the wild horses. I see the girl I wanna be, riding bareback, carefree along the shore. If only that someone was me, jumping headfirst, headlong without a thought. To act as a consequence, how I wish it could be that easy. But fear surrounds me like a fence, I wanna break free. All I want is
That was the wonderful Natasha Bedingfield, Run With The Wild Horses. Wow. And right now, for the people who want to close their chakras, we're going to do that. You need to close your chakras if you haven't been meditating for very long. You don't have to do if you know what you're doing. So here we go. For the people who want to close your chakras, we go to the crown chakra. Pretending that it's a door and closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra and closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door.
down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing the door just enough to leave a beautiful connection to Mother Earth to ground and secure you. Well, we have a physical body. Going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of white light. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into a pyramid of white light, sealing it at the top with a blue seal to keep you safe and protected until we meet again. Loads of healing has been sent out to Haiti this evening to all the souls who are struggling there and to all the people listening in who need healing. Thank you.
We hope everybody's back with us. I think we've got Breaking Free High School Musical now, haven't we? Wiggle your fingers and toes and make sure you're back.
I'm back, I think.
I was still on my horse.
That song ended rather abruptly, cut us all snoozing. I know. We're all floating.
I don't want to get off.
We're all floating.
You're right away into the sunset.
Yeah. Beautiful, Dixie. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Dixie. It was fabulous.
Yes, that was beautiful, Dixie.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
You know, when I hear about horses, you know, I refer back to my native roots. You know, they were quite the horse people too. You know, and they the word for horse and the word for dog is the same word in Lakota. It's Shunka, T-S-U-N-K-A, but they pronounce it like Shunka, and because when the white people came, they didn't have any other word for it. You know, the only beast of burden that they had before white people come was the dog. So they just thought they were riding on a big dog.
You probably were.
Yeah.
So, so the word dog and horse is the same word in Lakota.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Grandpa Crazy Horse.
The saddle on the dog. Right, we're going to have Breaking Free. It was absolutely fabulous. And Dixie's chosen this Breaking Free High School Musical track. And is that one of your favorites, Dixie?
I like the message in it.
Great.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let it roll, Mr. DJ.
Let it rip, Marika. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm searching.
She can call me Joe if she wants. That's okay.
Oh, don't say it disappeared.
It happens sometimes. Oh, no, here it is. Here we go.
Oh, mysterious disappearing tracks.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we
if we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us and we're stuck behind. But if they think it
we're free.
Soaring, flying.
Next week we have Mind Detox, so join us then. And don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground yourselves, release toxins. And we want to thank the angelic realm for being here today, and our guides and inspirers, and want to thank the healers in the chat room and all the recipients and the people in the archives. We're going to ask that the angelic realm be in the archives for people listening. And we want to thank Marika and Dream Child, alias Dixie. She did a fantastic job tonight. Might get the right teeth in next week. These are silver dogs.
That's always a pleasure, Dixie. Thank you for coming on with us. And thank you, Marika. And thank you, Jen. And that was an amazing meditation. Yeah. I'm still
gorgeous.
I'm going to enjoy
thank
that
you
one.
For having me. Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys.
Aww.
I love you too.
We love you too.
thank you for all of our listeners for co-creating this wonderful energy with us. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you all for being here.
And
I love
you
all.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week with Mind Detox.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Mind Detox, yeah. And we're going to play out with DJ Andy, are we?
Yes, we do.
We'll just close out with that one. We've got about 4 minutes left, so have a beautiful evening or day or night or wherever you are. Thank you for being with us. We love you all.
Yeah, thank you for helping us to co-create the energy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
There's freedom, you're smiling, I'm smiling too. This is freedom. Together we'll find the truth. You know it's freedom when bad things feel so damn good. Yeah, this is freedom. Freedom. Yeah. We'll be right back.
I'm never gonna set you free. You'll always be a part of me.